Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Yes, I got an email saying that I wanted iPhone.
Okay, and you would like to know more information on that, ma'am?
Huh?
And you would like to know more information?
I did what they said. I filled out everything, my address, my name, and
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't hear you that well. Maybe the background.
I said I filled out everything they asked me to. My name, my address, my email. Now, how do I get my phone? And okay. They said all I have to do is pay $1.
Okay. Have you finalized the entry?
Huh?
Have you finalized the entry?
What do you mean finalized it? I did the survey.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I would just need to locate an order.
Okay.
Okay. Did you put your billing information in yet?
What do you mean my billing? Like the dollar?
Yes, did you put your billing information in for that?
No,
yet?
It didn't go to nothing. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, well, if you were to refresh the page and try inputting your information again, it should lead you to put in your billing information. But it is for a chance to win. You wouldn't know for sure if you're the chosen winner until after.
They said I was.
Well, ma'am, it is a sweepstake. So once the entry is finalized, you wouldn't know if you're the chosen winner until after the entry is placed and you receive a tracking number through your email, the email you put in for the entry. And that's for a chance to win.
All right. So just do it again?
Well,
just
if you go
back and do it again?
Yes, ma'am. And I would recommend going over the terms and conditions because the entry fee is does cover shipping, and there is also a subscription involved, which was noted in the terms and conditions. Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice night. I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you still there? Ma'am, are you there? Ma'am?